Buckle up for a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
On the program, we've got Scott Brown from Cindy here to talk about the band's new song called Big Summer Blowout. Morena to you, Scott. How are we doing?
How are you?
I'm doing good, Seth, thank you. Sorry, I realised I didn't actually press the button which would have let you be heard on the air. Very briefly. You're currently in Tamaki Makaurau, correct?
Yes, out in Henderson. I've pulled over on the side of the road. I'm a driver for my job, so, you know, I'm kind of just having my smoko and have a yarn with you guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Has that, being a driver, has that, like, led to you knowing the city a little bit more? Have filled in some of the gaps, maybe?
Yeah, I think I'm better than Google Maps. Like, I feel like I've, like, hacked, you know, hacked Google Maps, and I can get there quicker. Quicker on my own way.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. That's awesome, man. I feel like that'd be a really, really fun job, because Auckland's such a big, vast place, quite spread out. It's hard to know.
Yeah. It's all about the side streets.
All shortcuts.
Yeah. That's it.
The new song is called Big Summer Blowout. It's a lot of fun. Did you have a big blowout over your summer? Was your summer a big blowout?
Yeah, we did have a big summer blowout. We had what did we do? We had quite a few shows, but, you know, we did a tour up on the upper North Island with D4. We had two bands from Japan come down at the same time. So we had King Brothers and Alka-Silka. And, yeah, so that was our big summer blowout, I guess.
Man. And it looks like you're going to have a big 2025 blowout. I mean, this song has been blowing up on the Student Radio Network Top 10, and you're also now signed to the excellent Sun Return label. Is 2025 shaping up to be the year of Cindy?
I think so. I hope so. We've had we've been around for quite a while, and we haven't really done too much recording-wise. So I reached out to Zach. I've known Zach for, you know, 15 years or so.
Zach from Sun Return, yeah.
Yeah, Zach from Sun Return, and we just had a chat, and, you know, Zach was like, I can help you, you know, get these songs out, and that lets us focus on writing the songs and getting them ready. So we've got 80% of two albums finished, so that's going to be cool to start working on getting, you know, more than one song released at a time.
Yeah, exciting, man. That's super exciting. I assume this song will be on one of those albums?
Yes, it will be. We're looking at later this year release, and then also be working on getting the other album out quite soon as well. We had a member, Ruben Winter, from Totems and Milk. He was a member of Cindy when he passed away. We had an album that we'd been working on with Ruben. So it's taken a while to, I guess, be able to work on it, you know, emotional wise, and, you know, it's been quite, you know,
to get back on your feet and process that.
Yeah, get back on the feet. So we kind of, instead of working on it, we just re-recorded a new album, you know, with new songs. So we're going to get that out first, and then get back to, you know, getting Ruben's music out, which, you know, needs to be heard.
He is one of the most prolific, talented artists to have ever graced, you know, a soundboard. He is incredible. Ruben Winter is a maestro, a real maestro.
Yeah. I grew up, he was quite a few years younger than me when I was a kid. And I kind of saw him from the start of coming to gigs as a fan, and then all of a sudden seeing him, like, play a guitar. And it was just, like, mind-blowing, you know, like, from just such a young age, seeing, you know. and then his whole way through in life, and then also having him and Cindy, it was like crazy, like the level of, I don't know, just the greatest, one of the greatest musicians I've, you know, met in my life.
A real beautiful person. The song Big Summer Blowout, it is kind of about the beauty of consumption and how awesome sales are. Have you scored any good sales or deals lately?
Oh, not not really. I try to not give too much money to those, to the supermarkets. I've got to eat, I'm not going to lie. But
Yeah,
I guess that's that song's kind of, I don't know, having a go at the profits that they make and the options that we have, I guess, to consume from them. We're kind of forced to go there, and then they make that sweet money.
Yeah, that's the problem, man, is they've kind of reduced the opportunities for us to, you know, make our own food, and we have to buy all their food and make them rich in the process. There's no real alternative, it seems, but I'm sure there will be one in the near future, because I think people are getting sick and tired of supporting these two gross big chains.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. But, you know, of the supermarkets, do you have a preferred supermarket? What's the lesser evil here?
I don't know. I'll just go wherever. But I don't know. I think they're all the same. You know, I wouldn't say that there's one out there that's out there for feeding, making, you know, cheap groceries.
No. Or, New World is probably the worst, though, because theirs are the most expensive. I will say that. I'm a big New World hater.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Pack and Save seems like it's, the cheapest. But anyway, sorry, you were saying something.
I've lost my train of thought now.
Right, I'm sorry. Well, apparently the track was written by vocalist Gloria in the band about your technique to get cheaper groceries. Can you spill the beans on that technique? Does it involve illicit methods?
Oh, just, you know, brown onions?
Brown onions, yeah. Yeah.
The brown onion technique.
What's the brown onion? You mark option. I can imagine what the brown onion technique is. There used to be a do you ever know about the VB hack, the Victoria Bitters hack?
No. So you tell me that one.
You get a 6-pack of VBs from the supermarket, and you'd mark the you'd scan the barcode from one of the cans as opposed to the one on the box, and it would just make it free, completely free.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's a hack and a half.
It used to be a thing, but it's not anymore. And because it's not, I feel like I can talk about it freely without worrying about persecution. But let's the brown onion technique. I think we can all imagine what that is. You said that the band's kind of always struggled to get the mixing just right on your recorded material, which is one of the reasons why there's been kind of a slow output of said material. What about the mix do you think that you've gotten wrong historically, and what changed with this song?
I think we always just like rush to put songs out, and so like we kind of had a deadline because we needed to get songs out for, like, you know, an upcoming tour, or you know, we had deadlines, so like we just rushed it. It was nothing to do with the people mixing it. It was just kind of like, I don't know, it might be like just putting it down to rushing and wanting to get stuff out there as soon as possible, which I've kind of learned now. It's better to hold back if possible and just get it sounding good, which I think, Big Summer Blowout sounds amazing, production-wise, for how we record, which is pretty much DIY. And then we got our friend Cody Nielsen to mix it. When Cody sent that back to me, I was like, that's it. You know, I don't want to regress and go back. And that's the standard I want now.
And I think he's also a perfect guy to mix this kind of music, because he spent so much time making that kind of music. And he knows, you know, he's got a real ear for it, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. I've you know, played with Cody back, you know, mid 2005, you know, when the Mintrix were a thing. And so I've known them for quite a while. My whole musical career, I looked up to them. So yeah, always been an influence, and then also having, you know, good friendship. And yeah, he's a great mixer.
And in fact, the last time...
I was just going to say, he's up there, you know, with the names of, like, New Zealand musicians who I, like, you know, Ruben Winter, Cody, you know, like, it's just that top, out of this world, kind of.
S-tier, some might say.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you mentioned, we're talking about Cody, because last time you came to Dunedin, you told me, or last time you played in Dunedin, you played with the Mint Chicks, which was a handful of years ago. And this is the first time playing since. How are you feeling? How's the band feeling?
I'm really excited. Like, it's I do get excited to play, but to be honest, like, we've only really been playing like Auckland, Tauranga, Raglan most of the time in the past few years. So I've been trying to like branch out, and we had Simon reach out to us and was like, "I want to book you a show in Dunedin," and I just said yes, just book it and we'll be there. And I'm so excited. Buy a ticket.
You're playing with some excellent people. I mean, there's Hoha, Ram Raid and Shotgun Wedding. It's a real feast for the ears.
Hoha played up in Auckland this weekend, the weekend just gone. And yeah, it looked amazing. So I'm really excited. I haven't seen any of the bands before, and can't wait.
Awesome. Oh, it's going to be very, very exciting. If you'd like to go see Cindy this Friday at the Crown Hotel with Hoha, Ram Raid and Shotgun Wedding, 9 p.m. is when it starts. It's $20 entry. Thank you for coming on the program this morning, Scott, and chatting to me about the new song and a whole lot more. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Buy a ticket, come along. It's going to be a good show. I don't know. Listen to some Milk, listen to some Totems, and have a happy day, whatever you're doing.
Google Brown Onion Technique might be in there as well. Do some research.
I didn't mention it.
All right, thank you so much, Scott. It's been a real pleasure.
Take care, bye now.
Take care.
Thank you.
Alright folks, that was Scott Brown from Cindy. We're talking to him about the band's new song, Big Summer Blowout, which we're going to play for you right now. You're listening to The One. We'll have news updates very soon. Keep it locked.
Thanks for listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. There are heaps more at r1.co.nz.